Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nate Weck is here for your weekly sports and recreation update, canvassing the state of South Dakota. Hi, Nate.
How's it going, Lori?
Good. Thanks for coming back.
You bet. Thanks for having me back.
You found the women who take the field with the football team.
We did. A few weeks ago, we took a trip up to Esteline for their homecoming game against Coleman Egan. The big story necessarily wasn't about homecoming, which it actually was a really big deal for Esteline because it was the first homecoming with their new identity, their new mascot, the Red Hawks.
Oh, that's
so it was
right.
kind
I
of a double
yeah.
double whammy a little bit with that because formerly the Redmen and they changed their name in last May, early June, late spring. So yeah, so all this new gear and stuff, everybody's wearing, all the coaches are wearing new polos and stuff like that that say Red Hawks on it. You know, they got the new logos and stuff all over the place. So that was kind of cool to see, to be there for homecoming for that. But yeah, the reason we were up there was there's a couple of girls that play football for the Esteline Henricks co-op football team, and boy, I tell you what, two great girls is what they are.
Yeah.
And we have a couple bites from them as well that we're going to play from you. The first one is from Christine, and one thing, so the two names, Christine Nefker, and the second one is Caitlin Holly. They're both juniors. Christine is a tight end, defensive back who also plays a role on special teams, and Caitlin Holly is a defensive lineman for the squad. So just talking to them, obviously we had a lot of questions for them, and they did a great job of answering them. Both they play off of each other so well, which was really fun. But one of the questions we wanted to ask is, you know, you guys are playing with boys. Is that is that intimidating for you? And so Christine, here's what she had to say about that.
Guys aren't that big of a threat to me. I beat up on my little brother all the time. When there's like a 250-pound guy in front of you,
that's
a little bit, but.
I would be scared if there was a 250-pound guy chasing me. So,
yes.
I mean, that's football right there. But,
that's football.
But, yeah, beats up on my little brother all the time. I thought that was kind of funny, too, because it shows the human aspect, and, you know, a lot of these, both of these girls, you know, they talked about their families a little bit, too, and the support.
Nate, there are girls all across the state of South Dakota beating up on their little brothers.
I know
right
there
now.
Are, you know.
And there's get probably, them on the team.
I tell you what. And there's probably even little sisters beating up on their big brothers, too,
exactly.
somewhere, too. So.
Yeah, their sisters beating up on their sisters.
Exactly.
Get the siblings on the field, put some pads. Many a parent has just said, let's just put some pads on these kids and let them go.
Yeah, exactly. Let them solve out their own differences. But then another thing that we wanted to ask, too, is how did your parents feel when you said you wanted to play football? Yeah. So we asked Caitlin that. We said, you know, you come from a family of, you know, and they play sports. How did they react? And here's what Caitlin had to say about that.
It was easy for my dad. I was like, I'm playing football. He's like, yes, okay, let's do this. And I was like, yeah, okay. My mom's worried sometimes. She's like, I don't want the big guys to hurt you. And I'm just like, I'm fine.
I'm fine, Mom. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. you know, again, some pretty typical reactions of parents that you'd hear if they had boys or girls, you know, a little bit worrying about getting hurt and a little bit, a whole lot excited about being part of such a, you know, strong South Dakota tradition.
Right. And that I know we've talked about, we've probably beaten it over the head at this point, Lori, but we've talked about small towns and even medium-sized towns throughout South Dakota and what Friday night lights mean to those communities.
Right.
This was homecoming for Esteline, and, you know, new mascot, you know, there's obviously a lot of energy in the community just because of how big of a deal it is.
And then
first
Coleman
of all.
Egan takes
and then
the
Coleman
field.
And then Coleman Egan takes the field. Of course, you know, we'll plan that one out right, I guess. But, you know, whenever you play the two-time defending state champs, it's going to be a battle. But, you know, it was a lot of fun, and, you know, we had an opportunity to talk to the head coach as well, Jeremy Bachman. He's also the AD with Esteline. And we did ask him, we said, you guys up here have done something that, you know, we really haven't seen. You changed your mascot and you also have girls playing sports and the community is all for it. Like what's the secret ingredient here in Esteline? because there's other communities all over the nation that maybe wouldn't be as welcoming to certain things like that. And he said, you know, he said two things, the community support and the alumni foundation that they have. Both have been completely open-minded and have had some of those tough conversations over the years, and that has really helped not just their football team or their basketball team and things like that, but it's helped the whole community kind of push forward. So it's just really interesting to get up there and talk to them. And we kind of knew we were going to be doing this story when we went up to do the story about the mascot change, because he said, you know, you guys do this Tales of the Gridiron series, and it might be kind of fun if you guys came back, because there's a couple girls that play football, and They can hit pretty good when there's an offensive player coming. They can lay some good hits on some of the boys. So it was fun to go up and talk to them, and two
did
great
they
girls.
Start playing? I mean, how long have they been playing? Did these girls that grew up playing? You know,
they grew up. I believe they started in sixth grade is when they first got the idea. Caitlin was the one that was like, I want to play football in middle school. And she kind of brought Christine into it, and they're best friends. Right. I think that has helped them too, because not only are you're not just going solo out onto the field, you know, you have your best friend and companion that's also going through the same experiences that you're going through ultimately.
Yeah. And, you know, they're paving the way for teams across the state and young women. And you know, some of these boys have started when they were, 5 years old.
Right.
And, you know, one has to wonder if you start more girls at that age too, how many more are going to want to play when they are at the high school level and play well.
Right. And at halftime of the game, because I want to get this in there too, the coach had said that we are seeing more girls that are taking an interest in Esteline and playing football. And at halftime, they have the little kids play a flag football game where it's an organized thing where they have coaches on both sides and they kind of just split the team up. But it was amazing. I bet I counted 5-6 girls that were out on the field at halftime playing flag football and learning some of those fundamentals of running a play, hiking the ball, handing it off, you know, maybe going out for a route, blocking, those types of things, which I thought was really cool too. And I'm sure both Christine and Caitlin are a little bit icons to some of these younger girls that are coming up. Hey, look, Mom, look what they're doing. I want to do that. So yeah. I think it's really cool too. They're kind of the local celebrities in Esteline, which I think is fun.
All right, go girls. Where can we see the video of the digital short?
This afternoon we're going to be putting it up on our SDPB Sports Facebook page. It's the second installment this year for our Tales of the Gridiron series, and it'll also be airing in our October Dakota Life as an episode in that. Nice. And it'll also be seen throughout our coverage of the high school championships. We'll be playing all of these video features then, and including this one on Christine and Caitlin.